We've been redeemed from Satan's schemes, his plots, his plans that he tried to bring to discourage us. And if you don't set out to seek the faith of God, stay full of the Word of God, he will keep your life in a yo-yo. You know what I mean? You up today, you doing fine. Next thing you know, you down. But when you know you've been redeemed, and then you walk in the light of it, all right? And that's the curse. He has no more claim on us. No more say-so in our lives. And that's why he seeks to get your mind for you to say. Give him a right to say. And when somebody say something about you, or they bring something that I heard they said, well, you should let I heard they said, just keep on what they said and keep your mind on Jesus. But you have to work at that. Hello? Amen. But we engage in conversation. Child, yeah, I heard it last night. Yeah, I heard it say it. Well, you heard, listen to me. People have told me some things that people said I never breathed to them. They don't even know they told me, because if the only way they would know that somebody told me, that person had to go tell them I told him what you said. Because I'm not going to run nobody down. I'm going to say this again. Because I know words are costly. It'll cost you what you put out. That's what those farmers doing now, right? They putting out, they big time putting out those slips. They big time. You see them out there? What you think they're going to get in the fall? They're going to get, that's what they're looking for. All right, you keep putting those words out there and look like ain't nothing happened. And then at your best, you have to guard, because you can go along, drive along. I've been guilty of this. Driving along, then I'm trying to drive for somebody else. Yo, anybody ever been like that? What do you think you're doing? Why don't you get over in that lane? Why don't you? And I'm in this car, and they in this car. They got the windows up. And they really hear me real well, you know. So, but what am I saying? I want you to see, no matter what comes against you or come at you, Christ had redeemed you from the curse. And your confession of that, holding fast to that, will bring the reality in your spirit. Just because I used to remember a lot of scripture, and I was thinking just because I read and I can remember a lot of scripture, I thought I had down pat. But when the trouble showed up, that scripture wasn't there. Anybody ever been there? You have to feed on it. You know, you can't go to the table and sit that plate before you and go, oh, I got it, and get up and walk away. No, it don't work like that. Just because you took a big inhale and it's, oh, that smells so good. Try to live off of that. After a while, you'll come back looking for that plate. Yep. Amen. So, listen, let's look at this scripture. Praise God. Praise God. Psalm 126. This was when Israel was in captivity. Psalm 126 and verse 1 through 4. And see, when you say things, you can put yourself in captivity or abundance. And this is why we are doing what we're doing. He said, when the Lord turned again, the captivity of Zion. See, they was in captivity. They was in bondage because of what they did, what they said. But somewhere, God, compassion. Give me Psalm 145 and verse 8 and 9. Let me read that one, then I'll come right back to it. Psalm 145. Now watch this. I want y'all to look at this. The Lord is gracious and full of what? Slow to anger. And of what? Great mercy. The Lord is good to some. Who is he good to? The Lord is good to all, and his tender mercies are over all his works. And Israel was in captivity, but the Lord turned, look what happened when he turned the captivity. And I believe we're in those days that we're going to dream, we're going to sing, we're going to rejoice, we're going to see waves of it. We're going to see moves of it. We're going to see people coming to Jesus inside, outside, all around. It won't be nothing for believers to get a crowd. People will be hungry for Jesus. You'll see how they do when they party and all that stuff. I believe that that this gospel that we are preaching, we're going to preach it with passion. We're going to preach it with the anointing, and we're going to preach it in truth. It's not going to be mixed. We're not going to be concerned about this group, that group, that. You know, most people now say, what denomination of you? What group you with? What denomination? It doesn't matter. Do you love Jesus? Amen. Are you a son of God? Are you a daughter of God? That's what matters. I'm in the kingdom of God. And so Psalm 122, 26 and 2 said, you notice what it says in verse 1, hallelujah, the Lord did what? Turn again the captivity of Zion. Woo, I'm so glad he turned my captivity. What about yours? Woo, hallelujah. Isn't it good to have such freedom to raise your hand? Amen. Hallelujah. And not care, and listen, and not care what you think about yourself. Not care about what other people think about you. Hallelujah. And you won't have to, you know, look for a crowd to hide in and do a little. No, you just openly praise God. He turned their captivity. Didn't he do it? Yes, he said, he turned again the captives of Zion. We were like them that dream. You have a dream one day? I remember as a kid, growing up, I dreamed of me a fast car. Y'all ever dreamed of something? And I dream and consult. My motive wasn't too right. But that's what I had in my, I want me a fast car. You know what? I got that fast car. And my heart was so thrilled. Y'all know what I did? I shouldn't tell it, but. See, a country boy with a fast car, he don't know what to do. And it was fast. And I wanted it to be the fastest thing out there, but it wasn't. And I get some of my buddies, and we'd be driving down the highway. I can see myself going down Highway 45 from Oklahoma to Gibson, down that way. You know where Gibson is, from Oklahoma to Gibson. That's where they put the bypass in. And it would burn rubber in all four gears. It would flat do it. I could burn rubber in all four gears. And it thrilled me to no end, y'all. I'd slow down so that person would try to pass me. I did. I slowed down on purpose. I let them get right up beside me. I guess they said, what is that nut? What's wrong with that nut? And boy, I flew it. Gone. And why did I get off on that?